all night long.
Yeah, the fabulous Mary Coughlan there, and that's a song called Mama Just Wants to Burl House All Night Long from Third, the album Third and Emotional. And I hope, I have her on the line, I hope she's not Third and Emotional. Hello Mary, good afternoon.
Good morning, how are you?
Are you whereabouts here at the moment?
I'm just actually pulling into the side of the road to talk to you because I'm on my way down from Belfast.
Okay.
So now I'm all stopped.
And you're in the Access tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, really looking forward to that, yeah. And we have a surprise there for, there's one of the, my saxophone player, Kieran Wiles, teaches there in the school. And a very fine singer is going to join me on stage tonight to do a duet. So that'll be nice.
So you're going to keep it a surprise, are you?
Keep it a surprise, yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking as I was looking through your albums, Mary, and playing one or two, deciding what to play before you came on. And I was wondering, I mean, when you're playing concerts, like, you can change your material all the time. And I mean, you have a wealth of material to choose from. And spoil for choice. How do you do the same thing if you're putting out an album where you're limited with the amount of songs you put on it?
I don't know, because I suppose, well, at the time I did the first album, there were only 12, 11 songs on it, so I suppose I did some covers, you know. I suppose, I haven't really thought about that now, I wasn't expecting that question.
No,
now, 14 albums to choose from, so I can sing whatever I like, mostly.
Yeah.
But, and I just recorded a new album, and that should be out early next year as well.
Okay. So. No, I'm just saying it must make it very hard because you're going, you know, everyone has...
It does, yeah, it does. A lot of people shout out for their favourites, you know.
Yeah.
So right now it's actually much easier this year because we're touring the Greatest Hits album, which is out now, and we'll have a few copies of it tonight. But it's a 25-year celebration of all everybody else's favourite songs and all my favourite songs.
Mm-hmm. And you
so
enjoy-
that's kind of...
Do you still enjoy the travelling as much as you used to, or does it get
I do, away? Yeah. You know, I get to go to new places all the time. This year we were in Estonia, we were in Finland, we were in lots of different places. This year I was in Australia and New Zealand. So I still like going to the airport part, but I love travelling, you know, and seeing new places, yeah.
Yeah, the airport is the one that would kill me as well. It's just a pain in the ass, that's all I can say. Around Christmas, will you have much time off?
I'm working until the 20th, but not every day, obviously. We're doing tonight, and then next week I have 3 gigs. I do the concert hall with the orchestra on Tuesday night, and then I have a gig in Galway. My annual Christmas gig in Galway, my hometown, on Wednesday night. And then I have a gig in, I can't remember where.
Okay.
But basically, I'll be finished after Christmas and then I'll take a break, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that people can look up your website to get all the dates, can't they?
Yeah. So we've had a good year, actually, a very good year, so that's kind of good.
Just Tuesday you were talking about, is that next Tuesday the 10th? You're in the concert hall?
In the National Concert Hall, singing with the National Concert Orchestra. I'm just doing one song. It's their annual Christmas, too. So it's kind of an honour, so I'm very nervous about my little piece, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay.
It's driving everybody crazy singing it all the time.
What's the roads like on your way down there, by the way? Because they had pretty bad yesterday all over the place.
Oh my God, it was so bad yesterday, and we were watching it on the news. I didn't know that Mandela had died until I turned, after our gig last night in Belfast, I just turned on the news and I got back to the hotel and it was all over the place. So that's it's the talk of the town up here. It's the talk of the world today.
Did you ever meet him, Mary?
I never met him, but there's a lot of people that I know and a lot of people that I are good friends of mine. In fact, John Ireton and Margaretta Darcy, two old friends of mine. John passed on last year. Margaretta and John did a vigil outside the South African embassy for over a year. They never, ever left. They stayed there for a year, way back in the early 80s. When he was in prison,
it was great to see the girls. I was watching some of the programs on last night. It was great to see some of the girls from Dun the Stars that time getting recognition.
That's
for
right.
The great stance they took.
It was
terrific.
It did indeed. It was amazing. A lot of Irish people were very, very involved in that whole struggle, yeah.
Mm. Can I ask you, over the years, you've been out a while now, not too long, but over the years, has anything new come out singers-wise that, I mean, there's a lot of crap out there as well, most of it anyway, but is anyone out there that stands out that you know, that you'd say, yeah, I'd buy that off them?
I keep kind of buying the same old stuff, you know, but there's a band that I love now called The National, and they have a great new album out. You know them, they're American band. I love them. I mean, Tom Waits,
That's what everybody keeps going back to. It's all retro now because there's nothing good coming out at the moment, is there really?
I don't think there is, but I suppose my parents thought that the music I was listening to was all crap as well.
No.
It's very. I don't understand that Katy Perry stuff and the Lady Gaga stuff.
Yeah.
I really don't understand it, but sure, it's pop music, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
it's pop music, and they've taken it a step further with all the
But it's great to see
the videos and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's great to see some of the stuff that sort of on the periphery, like some of the singers that's on the periphery, that sort of keeps some of the old style stuff alive. You're looking forward to. You were saying you have an album coming out in the new year. Around what time do you think that'll be coming out? Early?
I'm not sure, Younger. I'm talking to people about putting it out in a minute, but I recorded it in January and February this year in my house. We brought a studio into the house and worked there and recorded it. So I have to redo a vocal. I'm not happy with one song, so I do that this January. And then it's all ready to go. I have to do the credits and get a cover organised, and that'll be it.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be a new TV to tour.
Yeah, what I love about artists like yourself, and especially in places like the Concert Hall and the Axis is the same, the Helix, just that nice intimacy about a place, and there's no bangs and explosions and all that sort of stuff going on.
No, I really like it up close and personal these days now, so that's kind of like.
Okay, 8 o'clock tonight, Mary, so I know...
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just driving back now, so...
Okay, well, take it easy now on the road. Okay, take it easy.
I will, yeah.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thank you. Okay, thank you, bye.